William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Villain Edit, a novel by Laurie DeVore, performed by Stephanie Namath Parker. To Mama, who always took me dress shopping at Dillard's. Thank you for everything. Reality Ria's Season 32 Spoilers. Hello, my beautiful little wonders. If you're spoiler-averse, stop reading now as I've got a big scoop on The One Season 32. We all fell in love with Marcus Bellamy, the always smiling, quietly confident Chicago exec whose tragic and quite controversial breakup with Shailene Dowd on The One last season left us all in tears. This season, he's out to find his own one, and we can exclusively confirm he's met his match. Our sources tell us that Marcus has proposed to Southern Belle Jacqueline Mathis during finale shooting of The One in the Cevennes Mountains of southern France. 32-year-old Charleston author Jacqueline was said to be a dark horse for the Chicago tech salesman's heart from the first episode, and I'm told a late push ended with Miss Mathis scoring the ring. Stay tuned for more episode-by-episode spoilers coming in later posts this week. Los Angeles. 1. All downhill from here. My dress is red. Mom had scoffed at it when I grabbed it off the rack in Dillard's and showed it to her, my head tilted to the side as I looked at the way it fell over my body. It was a size we both knew would take some work. "Lady in red," she asked. "A little much, don't you think?"
"Just wear black and blend in," I shot back.
"Black is slimming," she said with a smile.
I wore red anyway. My producer keeps handing me fresh glasses of champagne, and I keep drinking them like the cheap date I am. My limo mates are Aliana, a stereotypically loud Italian-American girl from Jersey, Bonnie, a Texas beauty queen who, judging by the height of her hair, has achieved a closeness to God previously unknown to man, and Ricky, a 22-year-old Santa Monica spin instructor whose calves keep catching my attention whenever she swishes them out from the split in her dress. I wonder if I was that hot 10 years ago. We speed up into the mountains outside of Malibu, a landscape I can't help but find desolate and brown. There's something beautiful and sad about it all. Million-dollar homes in a dry wasteland that, if we kept going, would eventually descend into one of the world's most breathtaking views. The sun is set, the roads treacherous as the limo scales the mountain.
"You feel good about your intro?" Charlotte asks me.
She's sprawled out on the floor of our limo in leggings, a tank top, and a zip-up hoodie, her back against the bottom of a seat, her legs spread out in front of me as she rests her hands on her stomach. I'd estimate she's 7 months pregnant. What I want to tell her is that, honestly, I'd feel better if I were blacked out. But since I'm the mature contestant, practically geriatric by The One standards at 32, and Ricky is already well on her way to blacked out, I can't be the drunk girl on night one. Marcus would send me home, and as embarrassing as all this has been, the more embarrassing thing would be getting sent home night one. "Cool and casual," I tell Charlotte, trying not to wallow in the rest of it. "Just like me," I give her a winning smile.
"And that's why you're my girl,"
Charlotte says, taking a sip of my new champagne glass before handing it to me and turning to talk to Bonnie.
"I'm just not sure," Bonnie is saying, "about the reveal."
Subconsciously, she tugs at the bathing suit under her dress. There's a sash under there, too, that says, "Miss Texas." Production had it made for her as she did not, in fact, win Miss Texas.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?